Chapter 13. Nath cut through the forest like a black stag. He'd spent the last several days scouting ahead for his friends. He could feel every creature. Small critters, bears. The birds nested on high. He could sense their fear. They were as troubled as he was. He padded through a clearing, pushed through a thicket, and nearly slipped down the side of a cliff. The valley below him was deep, green treetops, mile after mile, with rippling rivers flowing right through them, like blue-green snakes weaving around the bends. He traced the river to where it disappeared. Something else caught his eye.
"I'll be,"
he said, putting his clawed hands on his hips.
"Didn't think I'd ever notice natural beauty again. It's something."
He took a moment to take it all in. The bright sun and wispy clouds made for quite a setting over the lush valley. It was so big and peaceful it was hard to believe that war had taken over the land at all. Ben burst through the brush and barreled toward the ledge.
"Whoa!"
he said, arms flailing like windmills. Nath snatched him by the arm and gently pulled him back.
"Careful,"
he said. Ben huffed and dashed the sweat from his eyes.
"You sure are something to keep up with,"
Ben said, with his hands on his knees.
"You move like a ghost. But I kept up with you. Phew." "I let you keep up with me,"
Nath said.
"But you did well, considering."
"Considering what?"
Ben said, rolling his big shoulders and stretching his back.
"Do I really have to answer that?"
Nath said.
"Well, I still did better than most men ever could have."
Ben's eyes fixed on the enormous object that hung in the sky.
"Is that a city?" "Yes, Ben. That's a city."
"But it floats."
"Why do you think they call it a floating city?"
"I just figured it was some sort of expression. I didn't really think it'd be floating."
He squinted his eyes and shuffled back a little.
"But it does. How's that possible?"
"Magic. Lots of magic."
The city floated in the air like a cloud atop a rocky moon. Below the rock, bright blue shards of crystal glowed with brilliant life. Nath could count hundreds of rocks suspended in the air. Some small and some huge, but only one hosted a city.
"And we are to go there?"
Ben asked, shaking his head in disbelief.
"And how do we get up there?"
Even miles away, Nath's keen sight could make out catwalks and bridges that went from rock to rock once you got to the city. But there was no answer how to get up. He shrugged.
Well, we'll let Bezog think of something."
"Do people live there?"
Ben said, rubbing the whiskers on his rugged chin.
"And they did once, but that was long ago, long before my time."
"What happened?"
"It's cursed,"
Nath said.
"Abandoned.
Haunted?"
"I don't know about that, but it's foul, they say. There looks to be some life. Look at those birds flying from the spires,"
Ben said.
"Those aren't birds,"
Nath said, gazing their way.
"Those are dragons."
"Dragons? So many? Are you sure?"
Nath eyed him.
"I don't think we should venture where so many dragons are about. They'll find us for certain."
"I'm not worried about those dragons,"
Nath said.
"Those are small ones. They roost. They sleep. There are ways around the dragons. It won't be a problem."
If you say so."
A dragon roar echoed down the valley. Ben looked at Nath.
"That didn't sound so small."
He peered over the edge into the valley. Nath did the same. A red-orange dragon glided over the river. With a beat of its great wings, it soared upward into the sky. Ben gulped and hunkered down. His eyes enlarged when another dragon burst through the clouds and crashed into the other. The titans roared and clashed, filling the valley with thunder. The great monsters spit fire and clawed at one another.
"Are they fighting?"
"No, they're sparring."
Dragons do that too. Hone their battle skills, test one another.
Shards of fire scattered in the sky and drizzled toward the ground.
What kind are they?
Ben asked.
Bull dragons.
They seem awfully big. Are they a problem?
Nath looked down at him and nodded.
They're a problem times 10.